listing of our programming.
Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
Hollywood is mourning the loss of actor Dick Van Patten. Actress Stacey Nelkin remembers her time working with Dick Van Patten when she was a guest star on Eight Is Enough.
All of the Van Pattens have amazing energy, kind of vibrancy, and Dick was like that.
While she only worked with Dick Van Patten on one episode, she got to know the family from working with his son, Jimmy. She said Van Patten was similar to his fatherly character on Eight Is Enough. Dick Van Patten passed away yesterday from complications of diabetes in Santa Monica, California, at the age of 86. Google is the latest company to join the movement to bar Confederate flag merchandise and advertising. The internet giant announced yesterday that it will remove all content containing Confederate flags from its shopping services and advertising. In a statement, Google officials said the flag violates the company's ad policies because it expresses hate toward a particular group. Oscar De La Hoya says he might climb back into the ring. The 42-year-old ex-boxer tells USA Today he's seriously considering making a comeback. Oscar De La Hoya retired after being knocked out by Manny Pacquiao in 2008. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Patients who wear cardiac devices are being warned of the dangers of having smartphones nearby. The European Society of Cardiology made an announcement this week that confirms how certain cardiac devices may be affected by electromagnetic interference from smartphones. With Independence Day right around the corner, the financial website WalletHub is out with a list of cities that most and least resemble the U.S.
We included simple metrics like age, gender, income, as well as more complex measures like household makeup, housing tenure, and educational attainment.
WalletHub's Jill Gonzalez says out of the 52 biggest cities in the country, Indianapolis is the most like America. Cincinnati came in second, Nashville third, and Jacksonville, Florida fourth. Seattle was 170th. Olympia, 103rd, and Spokane, 63rd. California's San Francisco Bay Area cities came in at the bottom of the list. Dozens of people from about 30 different countries are now American citizens. Lena Kachin is from Brazil, and she says she couldn't be more excited.
It's not only to have the American dream, but be the American dream, to be able to contribute to society.
Around 70 people took part in the naturalization ceremony yesterday in Phoenix. Maria Elena Upson with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services says the process used to take more than a year, but now it can be completed in about 5 or 6 months. Brazil native Lena Kachin says becoming an American citizen has been a long-time dream for her.
I'm just really speechless. I'm so excited to be here today. I'm just beyond myself.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As flags fly at half-staff in her honor, Americans are being invited to pay their respects to the late Barbara Bush, the former First Lady and wife of President George H.W. Bush and mother to President George W. Bush, died late yesterday at the age of 92. Several years ago, Bush 41 said in this interview with his granddaughter, Jenna Bush Hager,
"What's it been like being married to Ganny?"
It's been a challenge and a reward. She's the number one person in my life. In the family, she calls all the shots.
That is heard on NBC. Public visitation will be held at St. Martin's Church in Houston for Mrs. Bush on Friday, and her funeral will be there on Saturday morning. CIA chief and Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo getting some practice as a diplomat. President Trump confirming that Pompeo and Kim Jong-un met in North Korea on Easter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Passengers who were aboard the Southwest Airlines jet that had an explosion in mid-flight on Tuesday, calling the pilot a hero.
Is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing.
That's former Navy fighter pilot Captain Tammy Jo Schultz speaking with air traffic control when an engine exploded at 23,000 feet, sending shrapnel into a window on the plane, leading to the death of one passenger and injuries to seven others. Despite the damage, Schultz was able to make a safe emergency landing of that plane that was headed from New York to Dallas in Philadelphia. Passengers are praising Schultz on social media, thanking her for her guidance in a traumatic situation, and they're all calling her a hero. Crews are still battling some big wildfires in western Oklahoma, but those aren't the only ones burning. At last check, 28 wildfires were burning in the southwest and southern plains, being fueled by winds as well as extreme drought conditions. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Robocalls, often used by scam artists, are the focus of a hearing on Capitol Hill at this hour. Republican Senator John Thune says they're annoying, abusive, out of control, and often illegal. The South Dakota Republican saying that the abusers are often using so-called spoof phone numbers that make it look like you're getting a local call on your caller ID. Thune, who chairs the Senate Commerce Committee, says one common scam this time of year involves threatening calls from people pretending to be IRS agents. And others on the panel noted that elderly people are often the ones most targeted by con artists with these robocalls. Nobody seems to have an idea just yet, though, how to make them stop. More now on the passing of former First Lady Barbara Bush, as one former First Lady remembers another. Laura Bush here remembering her mother-in-law in an interview this morning.
She was really a wonderful grandmother to Barbara and Jenna. She took them on a trip, especially to by themselves to Italy. She really did a lot of special things with them. She was not that much older than we, than George and I are. I think she was just 20, maybe, or 21 when George was born. So she had a lot of years as a young grandmother.
She was speaking on Fox News this morning, and SpaceX will try again to launch a NASA satellite from Cape Canaveral this evening. A liftoff Monday was scrubbed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 46 degrees. It will be mostly sunny today with a high near 57. There is a chance of rain tonight, mainly after midnight. And the temperature is going to be around 41. Thursday, rain is likely before 9 a.m. with a temperature near 55. Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low of 36. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Looks like Saturday is going to be sunny with a high near 54, and Sunday also sunny with a high near 56.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And unfortunately, I am not streaming live. I don't really have the directions on how to do that. And I've had other people get me set up, and I have not yet learned, and there isn't anyone here today that's going to do that for me. So I feel really kind of sad about that, because I was looking forward to streaming live, so not just the radio, but also the video. So with that being said, I will start talking about my topic today, and my topic is about the process of grieving. Now, grieving is an emotion. It is something that happens when we have a loss of any kind. Now, generally speaking, people equate grieving to death. And yes, that is the epitome of grieving. When we've lost someone close to us, they've suffered a long illness. Maybe it's a surprise. Unexpected death. But it is not only about death and dying, which actually is the name of a book written by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross called The Stages of On Death and Dying, which I will talk about in a little bit. But it's much broader than that. It is an emotion, and it is about sometimes conflicting emotions. So we may have conflicting emotions. So what do I mean by that? Conflicting. So if it's someone who's been suffering a long time and they pass on, we may feel a sense of relief. That's a positive feeling associated with a death. And at the same time, we feel really sad because that person is no longer with us. We can't see them and be with them and converse with them. And it's painful. However, grieving is not only about death. We can grieve over any kind of change that happens in our life. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative. So we can grieve over the loss of a job. We can grieve over the death of a pet. We can grieve over a divorce. We can grieve over a loss of expectation, a loss of trust, the loss of hope. We can grieve over graduating, getting married. It's any type of change, moving. So I may be really excited about my move. However, at the same time, I'm really sad about my move. I'm going to miss the people in my neighborhood and my community. Depending upon how far I move, I may miss the people in my spiritual center. I may miss aspects of my house, my garden, my balcony. And yet at the same time, I'm very hopeful and excited about the new. So I said, marriage. I can grieve over that. Well, I've had a long period of time where I've been single. And I'm excited about being married. And yet at the same time, I may miss some aspects of my single life. Going to college. Empty nest. There's so many ways and so many things. I can grieve over, like I said, the loss of a pet. A pet often is one of our family members. I can grieve over the loss of a piece of jewelry, the loss of my wallet, the loss of my car due to a car accident, or it's just time to get a new one. I can actually grieve over the loss of yesterday, grieve over the loss of my childhood, grieve over the loss of my young adulthood. From my perspective as a counselor, I believe that grief, which is very misunderstood in our culture, is permeated throughout our life. And we really don't know how to handle it very well, and we don't have good coping skills around it. We say, there, don't feel bad. We can replace it. Don't cry. It'll get better. You'll feel better in time. Listen, just distract yourself. I know your boyfriend left you, but, you know, go out and date a lot of people right away. You know, just go get another puppy. You'll feel better. All of these things only distract. I'm going to throw myself into my work, so I don't have to think about it. I don't want anybody to see me cry, so I'm going to keep that stiff upper lip. I don't want to get anybody else upset because I'm grieving. So I don't show you. I don't let you know the pain I'm in. I swallow it and I stuff it and I ignore it. And just like any other emotion that we have, that we stuff and ignore and swallow and do not deal with, it does build up. So we have possibly layers of grief that are unresolved. So I mentioned Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. She wrote a book on death and dying, where she outlines stages of grief. And she had 5 stages of grief. The problem with, and I'm going to go through them, the problem with the stages of grief is it makes it sound like you reach, you know, you complete one stage and you go to the next. That's what it sounds like. You know, you go to first grade, you complete that, you go to second grade. We don't usually go to first grade and fifth grade and then first grade and then eighth grade and then third grade. And we don't do that. We go from first to second to third. And so that idea of stages of grief make it sound like that happens. Her stages of grief, the first one is denial. And I'm going to say I don't disagree with some of these things that she's put in here. I disagree with the idea of stages. Because grieving is actually pretty messy. So denial looks like, no, no, that couldn't happen, no. So that's what we say, no. Wait a minute, no, I didn't, what, where's my wallet? No. No, I missed that phone call. No, I'm late for that appointment. No, this couldn't be happening. She's not gone. He's not dead. So, those five stages start with denial. The second stage is anger. I'm so angry this happened. I can't believe, okay, that's a denial, but I'm so angry. I can't believe I lost my wallet. Yes, we can grieve over the loss of a wallet. I am so angry that my pet died. I wasn't ready. How could you do this to me and leave me? We had the rest of our lives to spend together. The next stage that she listed was bargaining. Well, bargaining is the what if, or the maybe if I had, or the if only I had known, if I had only done it differently, if I had devoted the rest of my life, if I had put my wallet where it's supposed to be, if I had taken my dog to the vet. Please, God, don't make this be true. But then we realize it's true. And we go into the next stage, which is called depression, where we feel an intense sense of sadness. We may cry a lot, feel empty. We lose the desire to eat. Our sleep is affected. We cry a lot. Now, we may not do that over a wallet or a piece of jewelry, but we may feel sad. So I may not weep, but I may still feel sad. The loss of a relationship, a divorce. And the final stage is acceptance. Now, acceptance is often confused with, okay, so it happened. Let's get on with our life. But that doesn't mean that. It doesn't necessarily mean that we feel okay. It's about accepting the reality of it. This is really, you know, my dad is really gone. Fluffy is really gone. That job, I love that job. It's over. It's really over. And it's time to move on. It's time to make new connections. Find a new job. Talk about and reminisce memories about mom or dad or past relationships. The acceptance aspect or the stage means we change and we grow and we evolve and our lives continue. We go get a new wallet. We buy a new piece of jewelry. This is not about replacing. It's about creating new. Now, as I said, I don't hold to the stage idea. And I think many people that are in my field of mental health do not really hold to that idea any longer. But it was a breakthrough book in its time. So I'm going to take a break, and I am going to be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about grief. I have a good friend who lost her dad this past week, and sometimes when there are things that are happening either in politics or in real-time life or even sometimes with my clients, it gives me the impetus for the choosing of a particular topic. And grieving is a huge aspect in mental health. So often the clients that I have do not know how to grieve or have
layers and layers of grief. And the process sometimes is about grieving issues around their childhood. So what do I mean by that? Well, oftentimes clients come into my office and they have had what I'm going to call a lost childhood. That means there was something going on in their home as they were growing up that prevented them from having childhoods or complete childhoods. So if I grow up in a family where there's alcoholism, what ends up happening is I have to take care of my mom or my dad or my siblings. I have to grow up fast. If I have poverty, I have to grow up fast. If I have a parent who has a physical ailment and needs care, I have to grow up fast. If I have a parent with a psychological issue, again, I have to be an adult way before I'm ready. As a consequence to that, I've lost my childhood. And you know, we only get one childhood. And our childhoods are so important because what they do is they prepare us for a healthy adult life. One of the ways I explain it, I have to start reading, and I have to start reading now because I've got a crisis in my family, but I've only learned half of my ABCs. And as an adult, I only know half of my ABCs, and I really don't function very well. I manage to pick and choose words that I think I know and I can make it out and I get by. But I don't have all the tools that I need to be a healthy adult. As a consequence, it leads me to make poor choices in relationships, in career, in self-care, in self-esteem. And so part of the process of counseling is sometimes going back, looking at our childhoods and grieving the loss of our childhood, grieving what we did not get that we needed. So I had mentioned the five stages of grief and said, I don't really go by the stages. I think grieving is a lot less organized. I think grieving actually is pretty messy. And oftentimes we don't give people enough time to grieve. Our, you know, businesses, you go, you're at work, your mom dies, you get maybe 3 days, you get a week. Divorce, you don't get any time. Child dies, depending upon your boss, you may have a nice boss that says take all the time you need. Maybe not. You have a week. You have 3 days. My second cousin may have been as close to me as a sister. I get the day of the funeral. My best friend, I get the day of the funeral. My dog, I get the morning that I put my dog down, or the afternoon that I put my dog down. And so we do not really, in our country, in our society, support grieving. There are other cultures that deal with grieving in a much healthier way. The Jewish culture, they do 7 days of Shiva. Well, what is that? Well, if you're grieving, you don't need to take a bath. You don't need to take a shower. You don't need to put makeup on. The mirrors are covered. People bring food. You don't have to cook. You have 7 days to just feel the loss. We don't do that. We put the makeup on. We get dressed up. We got the suit and the tie. We go to the funeral. We go to lunch. That's it. We get on with our lives. There's no addressing that gaping hole that was left because that person is no longer there. We intellectualize the grieving process rather than dealing with it emotionally, which is what it is. It is an emotion. And to accept that it's a process means now that that person is dead and buried, I get on with my life. No. It's a process. So there may be the need to share with someone else memories. You may want to write a letter to the person who's gone, to the pet who's gone. Talking, journaling, crying, going for long walks, giving yourself some alone time. Not because I'm suggesting grieve alone, but you may need that time just to sort of feel sad. When help is offered, take it. It's an exhausting emotion when we have had a major loss. And the length of time to process grieving depends upon the significance of the relationship. So, I don't know, my neighbor died. I don't really have a good relationship, let's say, with my neighbor. I may send them a card. I say, that's really sad. I may make them a pot of soup. I might even show up to a viewing. Send a card, make a donation. And I'm doing these things to support the person who has had the loss. But I myself, I may not really feel all that sad. I may have empathy and feel sad for that person and the pain that they're going through, but I don't necessarily experience the situation as a loss, per se. But if it is something that is closer to me, that I have a stronger relationship, like a pet, that process may take longer. And it's really important to talk to someone about it. A good friend, another family member. A counselor. Look at pictures. Now I have a cat. I'm going to say had a cat. Many people know this cat. I talk about him every once in a while. He's been gone now 11 years. It's probably been 11 years. His name was Brothers. He was a dog cat. Some of you may know what that means. He followed me around. He was a big mush. He was 18-pound tuxedo cat, and he was my shadow. And he was a big loss when I had to put him down. I cried for weeks. I wrote about him.
I looked at pictures of him. I still have pictures of him around my house and in my office. And sometimes I still miss him. I have two other cats. Combined, they don't weigh as much as he did. And neither one of them, they have their own personalities. Neither one of them are my shadow. Neither one of them are my mush. They're sweet. I love them. But we don't have that kind of bond relationship. So, though I no longer cry over the loss of brothers, I still miss him. And for us to think that grief comes to an end, and that's what acceptance means, that's not correct. So, we are always going to miss that person, that pet. I have places that I lived in, apartments, house, love them. I miss them. Friends that are no longer in my life, I miss them. Jobs that I had that I loved that I no longer have, sometimes I miss them. So the grieving aspect can continue. Am I crushed any longer? No. Am I heartbroken any longer? No. Those emotions have been resolved. And one of the ways to know when grief is resolved, it doesn't mean that your sadness about the loss goes away. If you've lost your dad or your mom, you're going to feel that loss for the rest of your life. However, the process of grieving, and it may take 2 or 3 years sometimes, even up to 5 years, to grieve a loss as intense as a parent or a child or the death of a spouse. Or even a divorce. It can take a long time. What we can say is, I'm no longer cry about that person. I miss them. I miss them terribly. I would love to see them. I'd love to talk with them, be with them, squish them, pet them. And I have memories, fond memories. Now, I am going to go to another commercial break, and I will be back in a few minutes with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altemure Roll, your host for today's show.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor with a practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. I have been a counselor for over 30 years. The first half of my career, I worked strictly in the drug and alcohol field. And in the past 18 years, I have had a private practice. If you are interested in finding out what I do, you can find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. You can also follow me on Facebook under Ruth Altamura hyphen Roll, M-A-N-C-C-L-P-C, or Counselor's Chat, also on Facebook. And you can find me on LinkedIn and Twitter. In addition, if you would like to make an appointment, please give me a call at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And you can leave a comment about the show or a topic about the show that you would like to hear. Or if you'd like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list to the best of my ability. I deal with many different topics and issues around mental health, from anxiety to depression to addictions and early recovery to grieving and loss and anger and couples counseling. So please, again, give me a call, 908-237-2899. Also, on May 5th, I am sponsoring a workshop on it's called a spring day of mental health. It is open to the public. You can go to Eventbrite or you can .com, eventbrite.com, or you can find it on Counselor's Chat, where I plan on providing a lot of information about good mental health and also provide some insights and tips on how to handle different mental health issues, relieve stress, learn about mindfulness, put it into practice, just to name a few things. It is $45 for the full day. It is from 9 to 3. Snacks and lunch will be provided, and it will be held at Mariah in Ringo's, and I'm really excited about that. So that would be at Mariah's in Ringo's, New Jersey. And hopefully go on to Eventbrite and look up a spring day of mental health, and I would love to have you join. So today I am talking about grieving. And when I think about the word process of grieving, I really mean that there are no stages involved, and it's not a clean cut thing, and there's no time limit on how long you are going to grieve, and that sometimes, because we're all different people, we all do grieve differently. But we've also been socialized in our country to grieve or not to grieve, to distract, to keep busy, to not talk about it, not share it, to stuff it,
When I think about stuffing, I'm going to, you know, stuff it under the rug. I'm going to sweep it under the rug. And I keep sweeping all my grief and pain under the rug. And eventually I have this huge, big lump in my rug and I keep tripping over it. And that's what happens when we do not deal with our grief, give ourselves permission to feel our grief, and even process, I'm going to use that word, grief from the past. And so what do I mean by that? Sometimes we have to actually make some charts, put some dates, write some information. When I was 5, I lost my dog. When I was 7, my grandmother died. I was not allowed, you know, I lost my dog when I was 5. My dad brought another dog home. I never got to really talk about or feel sad about Fluffy. And then my grandmother died, and I was 7, and I was not allowed to go to the funeral. And so I watched my parents, but no one even talked to me about it. When I was 9, my best friend moved. When I was 12, okay, I thought I was going to win a championship, and I lost. When I was 14, my first boyfriend broke up with me. And no one has ever talked to me about it. It was just, you'll get, there's more fish in the sea. You see, that's intellectualizing. Rather than, and so I've got these layers. And some things are, I'm going to say, some of the grief is deeper than others, again, depending upon the nature of the relationship. And I may need to actually go back and look at these things. Write about them. Write to the person. Write to the pet. Tell them how I feel. For each person, because of the relationship to the object, thing, person, nature of relationship lost, it's different. So I may have felt a huge connection to the dog where my sibling may have been, eh. So the way I'm going to grieve over the loss of that dog and the way my sibling is going to grieve over the loss of that dog are two different things. And we need to remember it is okay to feel sad. And so often, grief and depression are confused. Because when we are in especially the early stages of grief, we feel a sense of numbing, which can be denial, but I'm kind of numb. I'm in shock. My emotions go all over the place. I'm happy that this person was in my life, and I'm just devastated that they're not here anymore. And I may laugh at some of the memories that we shared and cry over memories we're not going to make anymore. I may find that I'm not sleeping very well, or I'm sleeping too much, or I'm not eating, I've lost my appetite, or I'm eating everything in sight. And I might find that I'm actually kind of a little forgetful and distracted because I'm in pain. And so I don't know what I'm doing in the kitchen. I don't know why I came to the kitchen. And so I walk out and go, oh, yeah, that's right, I wanted to whatever. Or I might be, you know, driving to work or driving home from work and find that I'm somewhere else. I took a wrong turn. I didn't notice. I was busy thinking, grieving. T- talking about that person, talking about your loss, is really important with people that you feel safe with, people that are going to be supportive and understanding. And to say, well, you know, it's been a couple of months, they're tired of listening to me. No. Good friends are not tired. So when I've had a good friend say, it's been a year since my dad died, I understand. We're going to always feel loss. It is an ongoing thing. We had this beautiful spring day here in New Jersey on Saturday, and winter came back on Sunday. And winter doesn't seem to be going away very quickly here in New Jersey this year. And that feels like a loss. And we talk about it. When is it going to ever warm up? We feel that loss of the change of season. So for all of you that are experiencing loss of any kind, give yourself some time. Give yourself some space. Be gentle with yourself. Remove the expectations of, I've got to just get right back into things and move right along like nothing happened. Give yourself some quiet time. Do some journaling. Look at pictures. Talk. Talk to a friend. Talk to a counselor. Talk to a spiritual director, pastor, minister. And recognize that your grieving is a natural and normal response. And rather than pushing it away, embrace it as part of your relationship. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I am sorry that I was not able to bring this video streamed. Hopefully next week. There's so many different keys and buttons and things to hit to get this to happen, and I don't have it under my belt yet, and there wasn't anyone here to do it for me. So hopefully next week I will be back. Both on HuntertonChamberRadio.com and also through the video stream. And I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
She was known as the Silver Fox, the family enforcer, and the wife of one president and the mother of another. We're seeing lots of well wishes and prayers come in for Barbara Bush, who passed away yesterday at the age of 92 with her husband at her side. The Reverend Franklin Graham shares his thoughts and